Neptune is one of the outer, slower-moving planets which travels around the Sun once in 165 years. As humans, we will experience only about half of one cycle of Neptune's movements in a lifetime. In this case, half is quite enough. Neptune is a gaseous planet with no clear definition. In astrology, Neptune represents romance and adventure. It will precipitate approximately 20 to 25 crises in a lifetime, half of which will be very prominent. Each of these crises will last about 15 months, and we will have many advance warnings. However, the question is whether we will listen to our conscience or not. Neptune represents that part of us that looks for the great dream, the perfect mate, or the big scheme. Usually we experience it as temptation. What are you prepared to do to obtain the great dream? Neptune represents enchantment and illusion. Have you ever been 150% certain that someone is the person for you and that nothing else matters? This state of glamour is actually a dangerous one. If we really care for someone, then everything should matter, including integrity and honesty. Neptune reveals the crisis times when we try to escape reality or complicate our lives with expectations. The road to hell is lined with good intentions. Often we are challenged to clean up our lives or to be more discriminating. Neptune's challenges represent a test of faith and honesty. Who is deserving? Life can get so confusing. Neptune brings confusion, temptation, sorrow, and guilt to the surface for the purpose of evolving a more compassionate and yet self-reliant state of being. It is amazing how many of us do not want to be self-reliant. I mean, why bother if nobody cares? The real question is, why should anyone care if nobody bothers? Under a Neptune focus, one must clarify and simplify one's life. How can you make your life less guilt-ridden? It arises as a puzzle which has an easy but immoral solution or a difficult but honest solution. Sorrow is a distorted or confused state of being, challenging you to bless and forgive and get on with your own life. You cannot breathe, eat, or live for other people. You need the scope of sincerity to let others live for themselves. For every outer challenge, there is a personal lesson.